part of this demo that is interesting is whether the config gets to go through because of the authorization. We are able to stop the config from going through due to not being in the correct group, or if the bandwidth is too high according to the policy file, or if the time is wrong, or there's a whole bunch of different policy, just about anything you can think of that we can measure on the computer or send in the reservation, we can stick inside a policy file and make a policy about. And that's one of the interesting pieces. So I can, for instance, take myself out of the AFS group that is necessary for this reservation, and I will not be able to make a reservation, and somebody else will. We are using the Kerberos KX509 system, which translates my Kerberos identity into the PK world, which is used then to talk to a web server with mutual authentication, which then can grab the handshake and run KX509 on my behalf on the web server, getting a pair of public and private keys, which then can be used in turn to kick off the Globus client software on the web server on my behalf and send the reservation to both the local and remote reservation systems. The local system gets a request along with my name. It, since there's no authorization decision as far as groups has been made, it goes off and talks to the AFS PTS server, gets the groups that I'm in, and presents them to the policy engine on the local GERA. If that passes, then it sends the answer back to the Globus client, which is running on the web server, which then goes off to the remote site here at CERN and does the same process, except the group information has been signed and passed along with the request so that the remote system does not have to do any group lookup. If the groups are correct for its policy, which could be different than ours, so there's an issue there. If everything's fine, then the reservation is sent back and the message is sent to both of them to lay the configuration in. Since it's in the future, it's actually stored inside the GERA. There's a daemon that runs and looks to see if it's time to drop the reservation into the router or not, which is why we had to wait for the future point to occur. Everything worked, and life is good. So in a nutshell, that's what we're demonstrating here. It's an authorized, authenticated way to lay in router configs. The one issue remaining is the connection between the GERA service and the actual router, which is done by Telnet on both sides. This is obviously not secure, so it either has to be physically secured or it has to be changed to SSH or some other form of communication. Otherwise, every single piece of communication is authorized and authenticated. So this gives us an opportunity to move forward in some respects with experimenting with automated router configging. The next thing we're going to look at is taking a look at authorizing monitors and beacons to do network testing. So, Sean, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I think you covered it. We do use the AFS cell that we set up at Michigan for
right,
the group service.
For the group service.
So.
Now, we can do this. We actually have a web server here so that we could, everything running on my laptop here, we brought our own security service. So if I wanted to, I could run the reservation from CERN off of a CERN Apache web server that I brought with me. But we just use the one from UMesh. So.